Respray. One careless lady owner. Full service history. Vaz was now far enough away from Tartcart to get the full effect of the adaptive camo. He had to admit it was pretty good. The shape of the airframe took some concentration to pick out, and a casual inspection from the air or the nearest road would probably have missed it completely.
We're going to rotate the squad if we're here for an extended period.
Naomi jumped out and started unloading kit. Spencer stubbed out his cigar and put the flattened butt in his pocket.
Is that wise?
Naomi, I mean.
She wants to do this. It's not my call, but I'd keep her out of it. For all kinds of reasons.
Naomi walked right up to him with a heavy holdall of equipment tucked under one arm as easily as a purse, and held out her hand for shaking. Spencer took it and craned his neck to look up.
I'm sorry it's come to this, Naomi, he said.
Have you got everything you need? Sling your bag in the back. You too, Vaz. Let's not hang around.
Naomi slid down in her seat, tied the scarf around her hair with a few wisps of fringe left sticking out, and suddenly didn't look half as strikingly unusual as Vaz had feared. Maybe he'd projected the almost mythological Spartan image onto the reality of a very tall, very fit woman, who just happened to be platinum blonde as well. Yes, she was a lot more blonde than gray. It took some effort to see it.
So, here's your ID, in case you ever have to show it.
Spencer had a knack of driving, talking, shuffling paper, and observing everything around him at the same time. He reached around to hand the old-fashioned plastic chips to Vaz and Naomi.
It's easier to stick with your actual first names and just change the surnames. It's not as if anyone can check UNSC records, but you never know who you'll run into. Naomi Bach and Vasily Desny. Your trades are recorded as comms operator and regular grunt. Before you jumped ship, that is.
People don't change their names here, then,
Naomi said, taking the chip from him and leaning on the back of Vaz's seat.
My father didn't. She said it casually, as if there was no bizarre history at all.
Depends who they're hiding from, Spencer said. Off-worlders or the local enforcers. Remember that this isn't anarchy here. They're organized. It's easier to think of Venezia as an alternative society, just not the vegetarian peacenik kind.
As they hit the outskirts of New Tyne, Vaz started seeing pickups, every variant of the warthog chassis known to man, and quite a few Covenant ground transports. He'd passed the amazement stage on his last visit, short as it was, but Naomi murmured occasionally in quiet surprise.
Damn, look at all those brutes, she said, and jackals.
It was a small colony like hundreds of others had once been, except it had a huge amount of firepower, and a population of miscreants and misfits from at least four species. The city was a regular-looking place with decent buildings and office blocks, and not a scrap of battle damage. Gun batteries sat at some of the intersections. Spencer pointed out landmarks and interesting features like a tour guide.
And that's the sewerage company over there. Yep, the war's pretty much passed them by.
Spencer paused for a red light. Vaz wondered if they had proper renegade traffic cops to police their renegade society. There was a kind of mirror world feel about the whole setup.
It's the previous war that's still gripping their proverbial shit, but you know that well enough.
Have you got a picture? Naomi asked.
Sorry?
Have you got a picture of my father? I don't remember what he looked like. Spencer looked only slightly uncomfortable.
Back at the house, he said. I'll show you his file. I'll apologize in advance for any unflattering notes I might have made on it.
It's okay, she said. No need to spare my feelings. I'm still working out what they are myself. Spencer's house was one of a row of single-story buildings on an industrial estate across on the other side of New Tyne. He parked the warthog on the cracked concrete drive and went to pick up Naomi's holdall.
Whoa, she said. Leave that to me. It's heavy. Don't show the world just how heavy before I pick it up.
She heaved it out of the back without any visible effort and took it indoors. Vaz followed her in and slid past her in the central passage that divided the house in half.
In here, he said.
It was a dusty back room with a couple of bunk beds in it. When she put the hold all down, it made a loud thud.
Your room. I'll take the one opposite. Spencer's got an op center in the basement.
Spencer stuck his head through the doorway.
Bathroom's on the left. Care to come down to my salon and inspect my etchings? Mal said there was coffee.
Vaz unzipped his holdall and took out a can.
Courtesy of Cinconi. Jamaican. I could fall in love with Big Maggie if she was 40 years younger. Hell, even 30. Is it poisoned?
Possibly, but it's good. Naomi looked around the basement like a prospective buyer deciding this wasn't quite the place she had in mind. She pulled off her headscarf, wandered around inspecting the comms equipment, and then flopped into one of the scuffed leather armchairs. Spencer loaded the coffee machine and rummaged for a data pad.
Here.
He tapped it a few times, then held it out to her.
Stefan Sensky.
Vaz felt he should have looked away out of simple courtesy, but he had to watch her reaction for his own peace of mind. She would react. Emotional bombshells usually caught her for a split second before she fixed her expression into unflinching neutrality. This time, the only sign that something was getting to her was a slight flare of her nostrils as she breathed in slowly. She stared at the datapad and didn't even blink. Then her eyes moved from side to side, not like speed reading, but fast jerks. She was looking at his picture and trying to remember. This was her father, maybe more than 30 years older than the one she'd last seen, if she remembered that face at all. Eyes didn't change, though. The skin around them got crepey and lined, but Vaz knew that she had to see some familiarity in those eyes.
Okay.
Her voice was slightly husky. She cleared her throat.
I do look like him, don't I?
She got up and handed the data pad back to Spencer.
So what's the schedule? We need to get a feel for this place first. Walk around a little and see what it takes to fit in.
Vaz had to let her handle this in her own way. He wasn't going to mention her father again until she did. Spencer seemed to think the subject was off limits for the time being, too, because he just reached across to a nearby stain-ringed table and pulled out a small paper map.
If you want my advice on New Tyne, he said carefully, I'd do what most of the new arrivals do. There's always a trickle of people going in and out. The first thing they have to do is get some cash, because Venezia isn't exactly connected to the clearing banks. They even have their bank now.